Blog Talk Radio.
You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Moonlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night, the light of when you call my name. And you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody, there's something you ought to do. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started a long ago.
You're going to have a fever. Get ready, grab yourself, get set down, put the seatbelt on, and let's go for a ride. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we have a very phenomenal and positive experience coming here with a hostess tonight that we have on. First time with us that we've had her, but also what we're really looking to do and excitedly do is to give you those best readings on Psychics Gone Wild. Call us at 773-897-6461. Psychic Jethro, looking at the fun we had last night, we started out talking about St. Patrick's Day school. Continuing, we have people sending us all the green and fun that we can handle. Let's go without further ado to our wonderful hostess tonight, and that is Angela Bixby. How are you, Angela?
I'm great, Jethro. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. We feel so honored, and we're looking forward to you doing not only some readings, but getting to know you. We have had a lot of, today we were teasing in the Facebook, I had a lot of people writing me going, Angela has got on there that she does seances, she does woman circles, she does all these things, and you know, she facilitates workshops. And I said, Angela is a very phenomenal energy force. That's how I've been introducing you to everyone. I just feel so grateful that you came on. And those of you who know Angela or have had experience, Angela is on at the www.energyintuit.com. Angela is also not only an intuitive consultant, but she's also certified through the New York City with the Holistic Studies Institute. And we are just honored to have you, Angela. Angela, can we ask you a little bit? I know tonight you had something before you came in with some of your friends, something that interests everybody in our metaphysical and spiritual world. Can you tell everybody what you were doing before you got here on the radio show?
Absolutely. I conducted a seance tonight, and there were about eight of us there. Some people were first-timers, and some people were old hat, and it was fantastic. We had some very, very playful messages come through tonight from Spirit, and it was fun. There were a lot of animals that were there. There were people that had lost some animals, so they came through, as well as, you know, ancestors and otherworldly beings. We had some aliens come through. It was great fun. Thank you for asking.
No problem. Thank you for coming on. And we're going to start right out. We've got a lineup and the phones are full. So we're going to go
Excellent.
With it. We ask everyone to keep it limited to one question things. And we've got, because of timing, we're only on for about 55 minutes altogether. It seems like a little longer. We do tease you, but we are there only for an hour. So 410, what do you know? How are you?
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
Great, Kathy Bray. Have you loved this? We got a new reader here, Angela Bixby. And Angela, this is one of our favorite people and fans, Kathy Bray.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
My question is about my spirituality.
And you want us to say this over the air? We're allowed to do this, and your husband's not going to come and chase us at our house again, right?
Yeah.
No? <Okay. laughs> I love to tease you, Kathy. That's what's being funny tonight. We've been silly. Okay, I will. We're going to go ahead here, and I'll let you, with it, Angela, go ahead. And what are you picking up with, Kathy? And I'll let you do the first one, being ladies first, and then I will finish up from what I'm getting, and we'll thank you, Kathy, for calling in then.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Kathy, I guess that it's a really exciting time for you spiritually, almost maybe a little bit too much. A lot of sort of electrifying energy comes through for me. So it's you're grounded, but you're almost being pulled up off, like your heels are up off the floor, but your toes are still touching. So you're almost being sort of lifted up and electrified with what's going on for you spiritually. Does that resonate for you?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. And it's almost as if you've... you know, you're checking out a lot of different things. It's all in a similar vein. It all feels positive to me. But I would say anything that you can do to keep yourself grounded is going to help you feel the energy sort of come down into you more and integrate into you more. It's almost like it's trying to take you up off the floor, and you want to make sure that you're grounding so that you can integrate what you're learning.
So is that by meditation?
I'm just looking to see what they offer for you.
Here we have the energy. And, Kathy, it's good to feel your energy here. It looks like you've also been doing more work in some other areas while we're going through here with the cards. I can feel that you've had yourself out there doing other work again, haven't you? It just seems like Kathy's our little worker bee, is what we call Kathy. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I'm working on myself because, you know, I've had that tinnitus for a year. And I am going to an acupuncturist now and a cranial, somebody with a cranial sect, whatever they call them.
Sacral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It seems to be what grounds you most, Kathy, more so than meditation. I mean, you do all of that in what you do with your spiritual seeking, but I see you with, it looks like a family environment or a couple close friends, and there are some young people there. I don't know if you've got family, grandkids, kids. What your situation is, but it looks like that's a really grounding force for you. So do what makes you feel grounded and not so much in your spirituality, right? So it's not going to be, you know, going and meditating or going to yoga or going to see a psychic per se. It's going to be you doing things that make you feel grounded in your normal waking life. Does that make sense?
I would have to say that would be making my jewelry.
Because
I really don't have any young grandkids.
They show me you with this people, with this group of people that feels really grounding to you. So I don't know if you make some jewelry with others.
Group.
Yeah, it could be. It's the people more so than the energy that I see that grounds you, if that makes sense.
Okay.
We thank you guys. Please, those of you in the chat room, please try to get through. Even though we have a full phone, the guys are having a funny thing tonight that they let who they want in. I apologize if you don't always get in. Sometimes I push it, and what happens is it never lets us in. If it doesn't give me the go sign, I can't get your phone in, so I have to go on. So definitely we've got a lot of people writing in here. Kathy, I love the fact you called in, and we've had them teasing us. They said, Kathy always gets in, is what they're writing in the room. I'm going, but Kathy waited, you guys. You got to realize you call in early, you get in. It's just like fishing.
You have to call in early. Yeah, hello.
Hello. Come on, people. And we love it. We were teased last night. We found out that Dina Flanagan is not Irish. She married an Irishman, but she's not Irish. And she got teased last night about the fact that she, on Thursdays, she always reads different people that she loves. And your name came up last night, Kathy.
What happened?
We were just certain it was, and I mistakenly went to do it, and I was wrong, and went, wait a minute, and I caught, but I told her, I said, we've got Kathy on. Kathy can come through, and it was someone else from the same area code. So you guys that were teasing me last night, I do make mistakes. I am human.
Oh, okay, because I haven't called you in a while.
Well, that's you. That was a sign. Now you called me tonight. I was missing you, so I was just
yes,
a day off.
You got the message, Kathy. It came through.
And I waved
to you,
Jethro, on my way to Florida a few weeks ago.
You should have said something. We'd have went out for lunch.
We had to drive straight through. No stopping, only for gas.
Oh, I was married like that, too. I'm the one that always went to go, I want to go see the little reptiles. Can we go over here and see the people over here that are selling the little bowls? And it's like, no, go. Only restroom and run.
Exactly. Plus a cat and a parrot in the car, you know? When I retire, I'll come by and see you.
Well, we thank you, Kathy. We're getting
all right. Thank you.
You and have a great night. We're going on with everyone. They're all teasing me like, you know, I go, well, yes, Kathy, I met her on the show. I can have friends, you guys. Don't be like that. So we're going on here, and we're going into our next person that we're going to have on the phone that did get through, who called in early. 352, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. You're the one who wrote that you liked the music. So did you like Bali?
Yeah.
I can see that's you down there part dancing, girl. This is Andrea. I know you, too. Well, Andrea, meet Anne Bixby, a phenomenal psychic and gifted friend that we've got fortunate enough to have her come in tonight and read for you. Do you have a question for Angela?
I do. I remember I had a reading before, and Pamela said I was supposed to meet someone, and I want to know who is the person I'm supposed to meet. Is it soon? Is it?
Yeah, it came through pretty strongly for me right from the beginning. I do see you coupled with someone. Timing. Let me just check in on that. You know, timing's interesting in the spirit world, and that spirits don't use time like humans do. It's a human construct. So let me see what they offer up on timing, Andrea.
Okay.
Almost like he's on his way to you. It's as if he's been sort of aiming for you. Energetically speaking, right? He's got on his mind an ideal mate, and he's close. I mean, it feels like it's this calendar year to me. I don't know, Jethro, how you do with timing, but I feel like it's something that's coming through pretty soon for you. August, or it feels like August or later. August, September.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on his way to you. You've been really clearing things out of the way to make yourself ready for a partner, is what Spirit tells me. And this is, you know, it's as if you've got an idea of what you want, and he does too. And, yeah, I see you guys lining up here this year. A couple more months, Andrea.
Okay. Is he going to be a jerk, or is he going to be like the perfect Disney movie?
Maybe somewhere in between, right? Because he's human. But I feel that he's more like Disney. It's almost like you guys both have an idea of sort of a perfect home, an ideal that you would want. So he's someone that's going to be closer to your ideal than someone who's got a lot of bad qualities. Because take credit for what you've been doing for you. I mean, you have been clearing away a lot of crud. And he's been doing the same thing. So he's somebody that's in a good position. He's going to treat you well. I see you guys having like a very calm time together, and I mean that in a good way.
Okay. Okay. I can go for that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you for calling in. And we are rocking. This is Psychics Gone Wild. And we are going really well. We have a couple of you in the room that are writing. Please call in. The phones are starting to slow down. We always start out with a lot of fun with it, and then we have some more calling in now. So definitely give us a shot here. And if you let me know your area code with some of you who've always listened in and been patient, we'll get through. We share. We're nice. Loving to hear from Andrea and our wonderful Kathy. Now we're going to, 631. Here we go, some fun. How are you, 631?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's Tracy from New York.
Thank you.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. How you guys doing? I guess I'll get right to my question because you seem pretty busy. So I've been doing a lot of personal work in my ascension and things like that, and I've made some changes lately, and I just like your input on how you guys feel that stuff's going to go for me.
Ooh.
Silence.
I'm very, very visual, so I'm sort of watching it unfold is what I'm doing, Tracy.
That's fine.
Yeah, I see you doing a lot of house cleaning, spiritual house cleaning is what they say to me.
Yeah.
It's almost like you were going down a certain path and you decided to take a left turn.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's a right turn. A left
Thank
turn,
you.
But it's in a good direction. It's not a negative. What I get is you have not stepped off path, but it's almost as if you've taken a turn. It's a positive turn, and spirit hasn't quite caught up with you yet. They're right behind you, but it's as if you're taking your path in a new direction, and spirit's happy, but they're almost sort of like having a delayed reaction. Does that make sense?
Yeah, in a way it does, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going too fast?
No. No, it's more like a calibration and integration from spirit. And it looks as if whatever you're doing, it's with two other people, I see. And no, it's positive and it's good, but it's almost like you were on a certain path and so spirit's trying to make sense of the turn that you made because it was such a left turn, if that makes sense. But no, it all looks positive. You're not going too fast. Whatever it is that you're checking out, you may step away from it, not for negative reasons. It's not a bad thing. It's almost like you're going to get what you need from this turn that you've made, and then you're going to step back onto a path that you were on before. It's what Spirit tells me.
That's interesting. Very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Does it resonate?
Yeah, it does in a way. It does in a way. It's not as specific as I was expecting, but, yeah, I guess it does, sure.
No, we... And actually, as we're going also here with you, too, I also am picking up with you, Tracy, that you said with a lot of metaphysical with you, but I'm getting something physical. I'm supposed to tell you that you have you've got some individuals that are still trying to put other energies out. And I love what she said. I agree very much with Angela about the cleansing because you're putting energy to get rid of them. You've got somebody who's discussing behind you. I've seen a lot of blues and lights coming around you.
Okay.
And they're telling me that to tell you that to put something up that does bell, something that rings, something positive, that the spirits and the energies can remove it, and that you do real well with the music of sound. They're giving me the vowel to the fifth chakra, that blue resonate very strong, and they're telling me that you are you're going to feel some things break. There's going to be a few items in your house break. You're kind of like Angela. Angela is, as you feel here, she's just really strong. And that's part of why I thank you for calling in tonight, because what the guides are showing me, they're like, "This, you're going to make it shake. It's going to New York's going to shake, you guys, so grab a hold of the island, and don't worry, it's just Tracy getting rid of those little nabby people that made her mad." So
that's really
just...
interesting. Thank you, guys. That definitely hits a chord with me, and I appreciate it, guys. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Thanks so much, and I'll be listening in.
We thank you, and you're welcome. You always take up some of our time, Tracy. You were nice and polite. And those of you who call in and tease us, we love you. So, you know, Tracy, thank you. And definitely put in, we're going to give away a winner tonight. We're giving away a reading by Gina Flanagan from Maine. She said she stopped slapping lobsters, and now she's out working. You know, she teased me last night. We have a joke. Gina is just ornery, and I love her dearly. She's a very phenomenal gifted psychic. She's been here with us for months, and we don't know how she started. The joke was, I guess, Maine, but it started out first she was slapping lobsters. So now she's going to be serious and do a really good reading. So those of you who put in on the right side and followed the show will be given a reading. We will be pulling that reading out of the papers that we have here, and I have them written. My lovely assistant Kay will be helping me, and we'll pull out a number here in just a few minutes and go with it from there. So we thank all of you that are tuning to Psyche's Gone Wild, and those of you on iTunes that just tuned in, don't you know what's going on? Well, what's going on is it's Psychic Jethro and Angela Bixby. Angela is a phenomenal, not only certified Reiki master, she is a psychic medium certified through the New York City Holistic Studies. Angela facilitates and does workshops, women's circles, seances. We've got her here now. You want to talk to Angela or Jethro, call 773-897-641. We've got a lot of people who want to type in, and if you haven't got a phone, get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net or get a hold of me on Facebook. We've got a lot of friends there writing us from the psychic chat room. One of the questions I have is, Angela, you look to me like you're a very gifted person. Can you tell us how you first started out? I just find you very fascinating, and I'm so great that you came on our favorite show, Psychic's Gone Wild. Thank you. So, Angela, would you give them a little of a biography? They want to know how you started out and how you got into this doing readings.
Absolutely. So I'm someone that, you know, was not very in touch with my skills, at least consciously, from a young age. I developed myself really as an adult about 5 years ago. I've always been sensitive, and I've had a lot through the dream time and a near-death experience when I was seven. So I've had a lot of sort of brushes with spirit, but just wasn't paying a lot of attention. And about 8 years ago, I did a lot of praying, really wanting to have connections, surrounding myself with people that were connected. And I was awakened in the middle of the night by spirit. She said, okay, it's time. And then a week later, I was awakened by spirits in the middle of the night and said, it's time again. So I went to one of my teachers, and I quickly found a class in New York and began my formal training. And since then, I haven't stopped. It's been fantastic. Along the way, I've become a certified Reiki master and studied with numerous alternative energy healers, too. So I'm definitely in a period, well, I'm evolving. I'm very, very young in the process, but I'm really loving it.
We are loving that, and that's exactly what I love about you, Angela. Angela is very much, I love the word you just said, involving, and we've only known each other here a short time, but what I can say is I you know, you guys all ask me, how do people get in the show? They get in here with angel work, they get in here with doing their work, and what they really get is the guides tell me, you know, Angela is very much welcome. We have a lot of friends here and family that are already writing from across the country going, they can feel the vibes. Angela, I'm supposed to tell you from California, you just seem to be like a rocket, and we don't know where you're going to stop, but it's really a pretty sight. I love that.
Wow, fantastic. Okay. Thank you. Bless you.
And here we go with them. And we have some wild listeners who tune in. Ted's telling us in Arizona that he wants to know, as you were doing the seance, do you have any really ideas of what would you suggest for him? He's starting a seance down in Prescott, Arizona, and he's just learning. What would be your ideas, and what would you tell him if you could give any information on how he could start one there that would be safe and yet positive experience for his friends?
Absolutely. Did you say he wrote in, Jethro? Do we know, has he been to a seance before?
He wrote in, and I take it that it's his first one, and he's not sure, but he hasn't been to one, and he's kind of learning, you know, what's the ropes.
No problem. So definitely, you know, sit in a circle formation. Before anyone comes into the room, you want to do prayers of the highest intention and the highest good for everyone that's going to come into the room. You want to surround the room, fill the room with white light. Once everyone comes in, I would recommend beginning with a meditation to ground everyone. And again, prayers of white light, prayers of protection, only bringing in spirits that are for the highest good of everyone involved. You know, nothing negative is welcome there. And so you set that intention, you do those prayers, you talk through with the participants, you know, what's okay and what's not okay. Don't ever want to have anybody delivering negative messages. You want to encourage positivity. You want to encourage people talking about the sensations that they're getting if they're a beginning group, because it's confidence is probably the biggest obstacle in this process. So you want to encourage people's development by, you know, anything that you're sensing or feeling, feel free to share with the group. And the way that we usually do it is, as you send the message for someone in the circle, you say, John Smith, may I come to you? You deliver the message in a positive way to the best of your ability, and then say, I'll leave you with that. Does that help? I hope it helps.
He's making happy faces at me. I take that as a good sign. He's very excited. Okay, we'll take that as very good. Thank you for thank you, Angela. And what we've got happening as we're going through our adventure, we've got our next caller here. We still are being teased. Don't worry, because St. Patrick's Day, Psyche's Gone Wild is going to go wilder. We'll have Kelly Coulter Mallory here. We'll also have Crystal LaFate. Crystal LaFate has had some other things happen in Pennsylvania, so she will be on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. So 786, how are you? You got in. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Great. I want to thank you. This is Psyche Jethro, and you're on with me and Angela Bixby.
Yes. Hi, guys. My question is, I was thinking what my question should be. I'm going to ask about my relationship. So far this year has been good. I got engaged, and I started a new job. I was wondering, do you see us moving to a different state? Being that we just got engaged and I just started a new job, I was wondering if you should just move in before we get married or after.
Where are you located now?
In the Carolinas. And I'm thinking of Indiana because we don't have any family here. So it's just the two of us. And I just thought it would be better if we moved to where his family is, because I don't want to move to Florida. That's where my family is. Too hot down there.
I don't sense Indiana for you at all. I sense you either staying in the Carolinas or moving a little bit due north and possibly northeast. I mean, what the guides tell me is I see you probably staying put for a while. And if you go anywhere, it's just a little bit northeast.
Okay. Jessica,
how about you?
I do feel that. I do feel that the guys are telling me with you that there's going to be a move there. And I do feel I agree very much with what Angela's telling me. I do have a favor from you, and they're telling me that there's something going on with your stuff there. I feel like there's a little bit of a block for me and Angela to read with it. You've got some little bit of indecision or something that's going on here. You guys are doing well in the relationship, but I see what you look like you're looking and trying not only to have the move, but something else. So I do ask a favor of you, if you just kind of relax just a minute for me, and I apologize to do this because your guides are giving me a lot of apprehension. I feel like you have a little bit of anxiety or something there.
You might, yeah, you're right. That's true.
Okay, and that's okay. No, please don't get offended. I'm here to help. But what I want you to do is just to relax for a minute with me. Kind of visualize just a little bit of very much positive energy, like around the sun, you know, the energy you visualize there, that very light male, positive light energy. Visualize that with the you know, father, son. Feel that light there. Okay? Very cool. Now, ask me again. Just give me your name, and then I'll give you what they're showing me about your move.
Sure. Draga.
Thank you. And what I'm feeling with you is there's going to be another strength and another move happening with you, and that's what Angela and me were trying to get, but your guys are kind of hiding it a little bit. They said there's going to be some kind of shift or change there, and what's really you're really needing not only this move with it, but I agree with her in moving with it, but the guide said they're trying to make sure that you're comfortable yet, and they're kind of keeping this from you a little bit because you do get anxious, and they don't want you doing what you did before. They said last time you moved, you really got wound up, and by the time you got there, you didn't enjoy the trip.
Yeah, that's true.
And everybody's like, well, God, Jethro, and I'm like, no, that's a very what the guys are saying. They want you to take the trip and they want you to enjoy it. I'm feeling like you've had some other individuals in your life kind of help with this stress a little bit, and they're telling me that. Okay, and that's what I'm getting. And I know you asked the question. I know some guys are like, "Wait, he's a nosy psychic." Slam the door in his face. But when I apologize because what the guys are telling me, I definitely would suggest some balancing meditation class, some setting down and strengthening, because I feel that energy is going to come out of there, and it's going to come out of the yellow and your heart chakra, and you're going to feel so much better. Work with pink, unconditional love, that color. And you visualize it, see it, relax, do some light breathing exercises. I have a lot of people do toning exercises with me. Breathe, feel that. And I do feel that it's going to happen, but the guys are telling me that they will also start opening up and showing you. Because you used to see as a little kid, you still get energy. But as Angela was talking about her psychic flashes, it comes out across. You also do that. You just have, because of the anxiety, you get a little nervous of it. You saw some things when you were younger that kind of frightened you.
Yeah, and everything it makes sense too. And I think part of the anxiety is being I just started this new job and I just got engaged and I'm excited, but I'm kind of also scared. I love him to death, but I'm also scared at the same time, and I have no idea why. And trying to plan a wedding, and so it's like a lot of stuff.
Oh, that's okay. You're okay, and I don't blame you with it. And I do feel that you and him are in love, and it's, you know, it's a little scary. We had a person make me laugh today. They were like, "I'm just so happy. What do I do now?" And I laughed like,
"Yeah, exactly."
You know, we're so used to going, I love them, I'm fighting, I'm trying to get them, they're in the door, I've got them wrapped up, I've got them on the floor, I've tagged them. You know, you've got all the, then all of
yeah.
a sudden when it starts all happening, like what you've got there, then there's the fear of, okay, what's happening? Just enjoy it. They said enjoy the love, savor it, and you two are going to have many good years together.
Yeah, he loves me. He's great. Yeah.
You love him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
it's
the keeper.
It's weird at the same time. I can't explain it, but you're right.
Very good. And we thank you for calling in. We bless you. And you guys keep calling in. Tell us when to love. We want to hear the love, too. You guys sometimes call us with all this stuff. Now we got someone to call us with love. So there are other shows. We have love, too. So here we go. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we thank all of you that are calling in. We are having ourselves a very fun time, and I hope you are, too. This is Psyche Jethro and Angela Bixby, phenomenal certified psychic. And in joining us, psychics, tonight, we have a few of you friends who've wrote in and let us know that you're ready to know who the winner is. So hang on, 617, you're the next caller. We're going to turn right around and grab on to going down through the numbers. And, ooh, guest number that came in is 1594. You are the guest. You are the winner, and you win yourself a half an hour of a reading by Dina. So what you need to do to me as the guest is send me the message through Blog Talk Radio as a guest that you've signed in, and send me that message, because what will happen is you can send me your information and we will contact you through phone or email, whichever you want to happen. But 15940, you are the winner, and you to send me that information, we'll contact you and get you a half an hour in front of Dina. I can tell you one thing. Dina is a born with the gift healer, and so she's always had her psychic ability, and she turned her ability into healing and does a lot of work in Maine. Those of you who've tuned in on Thursdays with me and her acting silly and crazy, and, you know, she's just become a very good friend, as Angela's going to be too. And what we love about with the family here is that we want to help and encourage everyone. So those of you that are tuning in tonight and you've got all those questions, make sure you go over and, you know, tip the staff. And we call that, go into www.energy.intuitive. And I'm going to spell it out for those of you who always tease me, I talk so fast. www.energygyintuit.com and go into Jethro Smith, JethroSmith.net, and, you know, try out one. Have an email reading, have a phone reading, take a time, you know, get to know Angela. What I love about it, and this is what we've been having such success, you guys, and we thank you. You know, we're having our Psyche's Gone Wild birthday. We're a year old on this site. Remember, living
Woo-hoo!
In the realm. Living in the Realm is an older girl, and she's been doing a lot with me, and we were on right now with that show on A1R Psychic Radio, and I want you guys to tune in and have fun like this. But always remember, what really keeps it going is when you guys stop and do that. One thing we had a big joke was we found out that PsychicsGoneWild.com, you guys come in and check on us, and then you do on there. And if you guys will look today, we've got some beautiful pictures. Those are Thank You with Kay. We've got them changed up, and we want to tease Kelly when she comes on for St. Patrick's Day. She's a very vibrant green, and we love that color, and we're going to tease her because Kelly is not only doing her destiny card readings, but she's also really promoting the coffee. So give her a chance at 719-289-4907 and get yourself some healthy coffee. 617, you're on with Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you today?
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
Oh, no, there's a man's going to answer. This is Catherine. Hang up if you hear a man, Dix. Angela, this woman, she'll bring him in and she'll have him mad at me again. I'm sure of it. I'm so glad to hear you, Angela. It's like we've got you on here, and I've got backup now. So, Catherine, you don't bring those mean men in here. I'm teasing you. Oh, Catherine, I'm so glad you called in here. This is a friend of ours. This is a regular, you guys, and I know we've become family on Psyche's Gone Wild. That's the fun of it. Catherine, it's good to hear from you, all teasing aside. Did you get any of the prizes that we've given you?
Yep, I got my book.
Congratulations.
Yep,
she was one of our winners.
Thank you. And I'm loving it, too.
I was very impressed. You guys could tease that, and that's what Angela and me are here tonight with you. And what we'll have is like Catherine and Kathy and the different ones come in, and they get in and they stay on. They call early. I've had a guy tell me that, I won't say names because we're all, you know, we compliment on the radio shows, but I have people tell me they call in here, and if they don't get picked up in the first 5 minutes, they're out of here. Well, they're silly lips.
Wow.
Because if you look at what we're doing here, then they run over and they call. And you guys got to realize I am friends of other shows. So they call me, and they're like, well, Psychic Jethro, you wouldn't pick them up. And then they called my show, and then they're on. You're over there. You guys forget that it is public, and we are hearing this over the airwaves. So you're over there going, Psychic Jethro was over there playing with Angela. They wouldn't pick me up, but boy, he's having a good time with her. They're all laughing at me, and he's giggling with Catherine because her husband ain't home. So Catherine, we've become a reputation on Blog Talk Radio, and, you know. I'm going to let them know real quick before she gives you your reading. I apologize, Angela. We're gossiping here and not working. What we've got in the thing is, those of you who tuned in, Catherine, I was reading Catherine on the phone, and then she, for some reason, this man showed up at her house that she was dating, and she just told me there's a man here. And it scared me. I'm not a person. I've never done anything bad, so you guys know the whole story. But it just something. Actually, a man answers, hang up, right? Well, a man comes in the house. I wanted to hang up on her, so I did. And all of our radio listeners were like, "Why are you hanging up on, you know, Catherine?" I go, "Catherine." And it was, I don't know, a man answers, hang up. It scared me. And then I realized we weren't doing anything wrong. We were doing psychic readings. They stopped spanking us for doing that years ago. So. We thank you for calling so they all know the stories. I want to get some of this down, Catherine, because now they're teasing me going, this man has a reputation of, you know.
See?
And I tease Catherine about taking me out for steak dinner. It's not going to be McDonald's for me. And that started it there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Catherine. Geez. You want to give your question? You've got to poor Angela. Angela's a new one here. And she's like, people are crazy.
I was calling about my friend too, make it so bad. About the guy I'm seeing now.
Okay.
I want to know, are we? Should I still be with him, or should I just let him go?
Hmm.
Or should I? Because I'm thinking about moving back to Georgia too. I don't know. I'm just thinking like.
Bear with me. I'm trying to tune into the energy of you, Catherine, and him.
And you guys are listening. Know that this is not easy. Angela is working very fast. I'm flipping these people through here like tortillas for her. This is something we do in things that it takes a little bit. This is really, she's very gifted in it, and it's good to have that reflection. So you guys, if you have a little time, I'm just filling in the air and letting her do that, pick up the energy, because she's very gifted. I've had people, you guys, tease me. Those of you who haven't done this for a while, come call me, get a hold of us. We'll flip you on. We've got a couple other shows, you know, Jethro. I'll have you come in and go, whoa. Angela's very phenomenal, and what I love what she's doing is she's picking up energy and picking up with Catherine.
Catherine, with all due respect, I get the feeling that this guy's not very exciting for you. He's just got sort of bland energy. And it looks like there are other options out there for you. It's almost as if you feel really neutral about him. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sort of like, it's neutral. You've been dating, you know, you've been checking people out for a while. So there's a sense that I get, Spirit tells me that there's a sense on your part that, you know, you wonder if it's sort of time to settle at a really base level when you're looking at this relationship, but it's never time to settle. And if you don't feel excited by this person, you know, move on. There are other people out there for you to check out and for you to feel really alive with.
Okay. But you think I should stay in Massachusetts? Yeah, it do make sense when it comes to him. That's the one Jethro was talking about. That's the one walked in on me when I was talking to Jethro. See, Jethro, he's no good.
Oh, no.
Jethro didn't tell me a show about him. Jethro was scared of his energy. They must have had quite a pathway together.
Jethro, no, he's no good.
That's why I agree with you. And I do think, Angela, because I don't know what it was, but the fear of God spoke to me through the phone, and I hung up before I found the sea, my God. And it was that quick. And I do agree there's something there with a karma. Angela, you're the first one that's figured that out, because I felt that, too. That was very cool.
Catherine, I see you moving south. I don't see you. I see you feeling like you really want to move south, and I see you moving. I see you moving to Georgia.
Should I move this year? When the kids get out in June, like that'd be my best bet. Because there's so much. If you see, there's so much danger around where I live at.
Yeah, it looks like it's second half of the year. It's almost there are people in Georgia that you're interested in being around. I don't know if it's family or friends, but it's almost like you're looking at a couple different places that are south of you, south of Massachusetts. And you know, you'd be happy in Georgia, but it's almost as if you're still not decided. It's sort of a similar neutralness to the guy that you're with. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right.
You could move there, you'd be happy. It's almost as if Spirit says you need to clarify a little bit more what it is that you want out of where you want to live. What are the qualities about where you want to live and why do you want to move so that you can feel really excited about it and when you get there you will feel at home. Does that make sense?
I will feel at home if I move down there. Because that's where I'm from anyway.
Yeah, when you clarify what it is that you want, you know, is it that you want to be where you started? Is it you want to be around people that you know? Is it that you want to be around, you know, be
yes,
in that place because you
yep.
like the location?
Right, be with my friends and family and stuff, the ones I'm more mm-hmm. closer to, and they're all down south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see you down south.
I'll be more closer to Jeffro, too.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'll be moving to Georgia.
Yay. We would definitely go out and eat and we will have fun. They will be laughing. We and her will be out dancing and joking and they can say, "What's up in Florida?" We'll be
go down to Miami, Florida.
Well, I haven't been to Miami. I've been to Everglades, not Miami yet. We'll have to go down there and laugh and dance. I heard they have really good bands.
Yeah, I heard that too.
See, we keep up. Me and Catherine, we know what's on the front. We know what's
hey.
On.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, that's true.
So, okay, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get myself together. I'm going to move back home.
Go for it.
And I'm going to leave everything in Boston alone.
That's what
go where your heart wants to take you, Catherine. It sounds like you know where you want to be.
Yep, and exactly, and the guys are telling you that, Catherine. They're also telling you that you know also with the energy, you kind of need a little bit of front away from some of this other stuff. Things that are kind of happening there are not yours to do. Your guys are wanting you also to step back a little bit. You know, there's love there, and what the angels are saying is as it goes back, you're also going to get to be a little bit of a break. You need to, you're like a fighter. They're showing you sit back and kind of, woo, relax in the corner and go, take a few minutes, have a little drink of water, let them wipe the sweat off your brow. Get your game on. You know what they're telling me.
You are so right. You are so right. Okay. Well, I'm going to let y'all go because I'm a caller away and I probably say, oh, man, what they doing?
You'd be doing that. I know you would. I've heard you on that. What are those guys doing? Thank you, Catherine, for calling in.
You're
welcome. And thank you for my book. And nice talking to you. And I hope to talk to you again.
No problem. You will. I have a feeling you will. Thank you. We got 410. You're on. And what do you know? 410 is
it's me. I'm
Kathy. You are so grounded. I've got other people, and you're just how are you? The guys are doing it. Some people will do energy to get my attention, and I'm going down the list, you guys. And sometimes I think Bog loves Kathy, so we love her too. How about let's try? We've got 3022. 3022. Are you on? We've got about.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you for calling in. I apologize, we all are just loving Kathy, and I've got other people waiting. You're like, what is he doing?
Well, my question is, am I going to get promoted soon? Or at all?
What's your name?
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hmm. I'm picking up energy here while we're going. I always let the women go first, but I'm going to do it a little bit ahead of Angela here with you, Kelly. I'm also getting that I feel that your work and you going through this is they're telling me that you are going to get some promotion in one way, but I don't see it being much money. It looks like I feel that whoever you're working or what's happening has something to do with the finances. They're telling me that you're working for a company that you should have gotten a promotion or been advanced for a while.
Right.
Yes. And I apologize, I mean to jump in, but your guys are like long, you know, they're really quick going before I get with Kelly. So, and Angela, what are you picking up here for Kelly?
You know, similar to what you're getting, Jethro. I see you. It's like a real little lateral move. They really, your employers are, they're sort of being called on the carpet by spirit because they do know that they have skipped over you, or it's almost like they've skipped over you before. And so I do see them giving you just a small sort of lateral promotion because they know that they're supposed to, you know. That's not usually the case with employers, but I do see them making good on something. Whether or not it's going to be enough for you remains to be seen.
Okay.
I see you staying there for a little while, but you know your worth, and they're going to try to convince you that they know your worth. It's not going to be enough for you. Does that make sense?
A little bit. The reason I asked is because I was looking to move, and I don't feel like financially it's going to be possible.
The guy, your guides are very strong, Kelly, and it's like they're doing mum's the word for me, and I apologize, but I'm glad Angela's doing it, but they keep showing me that there is a reason that they're keeping you where it is there, and it's very frustrating. I also feel like it's going to be very good karmically for you to, I can see why you want to move, because it looks like you've got people that aren't valuing you there.
Okay. Yeah, and I get a sense that if you move, you're going to move back to where you were. I do see you moving, but it's going to make sense. It's going to be back to where you were. Does that make sense? Are you looking to move someplace different or where? Yeah, it looks like you're going to go back to where you came from, is what they're telling me. And it's not a bad move. It's just not really what you thought you'd do.
Gotcha.
It's almost as if you've got to move, or I see you maybe moving because you want to get out of this company. Like, you have a sense that you need to make a move to shift things, to really sort of shake things up. And so the move back to where you were is going to be a step in a direction that's going to feel right for you. You're really, really wanting to just sort of open up to a whole new world. You know, you don't want to be where you are working. You don't want to live where you're living. And so you know that you've got to step out of where you are geographically and or work-wise to really open up possibilities for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I just didn't think I'd get back to where I was. That's for
mm-hmm.
only.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a good move to me for you. Spirit tells me it's almost as if when you go back there, you end up feeling so much more yourself than you felt for a while. And it does surprise you. It's not at all what you thought you would do. That whole, you know, we can never go back again or go home again. But, you know, so you're sort of of that mindset. But it looks like it's a positive move for you.
So you don't need purchasing anything.
Purchasing anything meaning a house?
Yeah.
I'm not sure where you were. I see you. They're very clear about it being back where you were. I don't know if that's a specific home or a city. You know, they're not showing me that. They're showing me you in a situation with two other people. You know, I don't. They're not giving me home purchase, but they're telling me that it's a good move for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the two other people make sense.
Mm-hmm. They're saying it's more about the journey than it is, you know, about whether or not you buy the house. They put you and these two other people in a boat together, almost like you're taking off on a journey together, is what they say. It's almost like Spirit's not at all concerned with whether or not you're going to buy a house. You know, this is about you needing to make the decision to move and move in order to get movement for yourself and open up a whole bunch of new doors for you. So, you know, when you get there, you may not want to buy. That might not be part of the new you, you know?
Okay.
Yes, very much, and I feel that they're working with you for a reason. That we're getting as things are starting to happen and things coming together for you. They're telling me that you're going to be able to see everything that goes together. It's like there's a reason that they're holding back with you. There's a reason that this is all going there, and they're telling me, you know, everyone has a time. Remember that St. Patrick's Day is the day that Mercury goes back retro. I'm telling you there's something in your chart too, Kelly, that it's they're holding it for a reason. But I love what Angela just went in and just laid this out really intense, and the guys are telling me that after St. Patrick's Day, you're going to feel real good. I definitely get with our phenomenal Angela, because she's going to be able to give you some more information as soon as Mercury stops doing the back shift and the flip, you know, on you. So we are going there, and we thank you. We've got 10 minutes of the show left. We're almost there. You guys have just worked as crazy. Don't go anywhere, 917. You'll be our next caller on. We are having a little bit of a fun thing here, Angela, with some other individuals that are writing in, and I'm supposed to let you guys know Richard Martinez received his package. Yay, Richard. Richard was another one of our winners. He got all of our presents, and we're just so happy. We do the PsychicsGoneWild.com. We're waiting for the message to come through from here. You need to write it to us on there. You know, client that wrote in. We also are having a little bit of a fun time that we're giving away, you know, some other work. Richard's also letting us know that he was in checking out things, and we all love you guys that come in and write to us and let us know what happens. We're here as family. Angela, we have another question for you from Seattle, Washington this time, and the question is, Angela, you have said that you were a certified psychic medium, and they're asking what kind of strenuous work did you have to go through, or can you tell us what did you have to get to do in New York to become certified?
Sure, absolutely. It was over the course of a year. It was nine weekends. So it was 9 months out of the year that I was there over the course of a 12-month period, and it would be full weekends. And we did lots of experiential and sort of hands-on training, and that we would participate in seances. We participated in energy work. We gave each other, you know, Reiki and things like that. We read auras. So we studied really soup to nuts of so many aspects of intuition and psychic development and mediumship. You know, they really taught us how to sense different types of spirits, taught us how to sense if it was someone from the other side, taught us how to sense, you know, lower energies versus higher vibrational energies. So it was very experiential is probably the best way to put it succinctly.
Very good. And Seattle's writing back, well, whatever they did, you were good. They did the right thing.
Oh, thank you so much, Seattle. I was born in Seattle. Thank you.
Oh, very cool. Very good. Excellent. And we're going into our next caller now, and I was right, 917, you're on next. How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
Good, I'm good. My name is Ashiel. This is the second time I call you, show. I called you sometime last year.
Good.
For a general reading, but tonight, I have a question regarding career. I'm not working right now, and a friend of mine called me yesterday and offered me a partnership in business, and it's something that I'm really considering doing. We're still talking about it, working on a different, what's the word? I can't think of the word. We're just talking about it right now. It's not final yet. And I'm just curious what you guys are feeling about this opportunity for me.
Very excellent. Thank you for calling us and getting back with us. You know, and call us more than twice a year. We're here for you. You know, I just got to
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you. And I am picking up some energy here. Angela, are you picking up with the work in him? What do you feel that's coming there?
Yeah, no, I am picking some things up for you. This looks like they really want you. And they're really sort of reaching for you and trying to entice you. You know, they're saying, well, how about this? How about this deal? I mean, what Spirit's showing me is that you know, you're in the midst of sort of receiving these negotiating, tantalizing tidbits from them. You know, they're really sort of trying to entice you with what they're doing. It looks like, it feels like a good opportunity for you. It's just, it feels like to you that you've stepped on the right path with this. You know, there's a lot of light around this. But you're still, you know, waiting to see what they come up with in terms of a final offer. I see you jumping into this. It looks like there are quite a few people involved. I don't know if that's about the clients and the work or if that's about the person who asked you to be in partnership. But it looks like a good opportunity to me. And it looks like something that you're going to be able to really grow with this person. Feels good to me. How about you, Jethro?
Same thing. I feel very good with it. I also feel that you're going through a lot of energy, that there's going to be another offer. And in our Native American way, they always say, take the second offer. But I do see that these people want you, and I see that they vie it out. It's going to be up to you and what you take. I see there's going to be some other strengths. You're not only a good worker, and I love what Angela said about they're pulling and wanting you, but I also see that there's going to be, you've got some other colleagues and friends. You're kind of a modest man, and you've got to look at this, that in these times and what we're in, is people are very much assertive on this. You know?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Jethro.
You're okay. Go ahead.
Listen, you're going to really feel like you're caught up in a tornado when you jump in this, in a really positive way. But Jethro is right. You're very connected. You've got a lot of contacts that they want. That's part of this deal. And you're going to be really busy as soon as you sign on with them. So do what you can to ground yourself, because it may feel overwhelming. It is not negative. It's all positive. It's going to be a whirlwind of business for you. But stay as grounded as you can, and remember what you brought to the table is what they say.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a challenge, but it's going to be rewarding for me, because I've been, you know, I feel like this year, you know, it's, I don't know, it's just something that I feel inside. That's why I wanted to discuss, you know, that with you guys.
Good. Listen to that and stay grounded.
Okay. So since I'm the last caller, can I ask for love luck briefly?
Yeah, we got one more behind you, but go ahead real quick. We'll just give you. Then we got to give. Then we're gonna give them.
I'm not gonna be dating anybody anytime soon, or just seeing somebody at least. It doesn't have to be a relationship or whatever.
I see that there's someone that you have an interest with, or there's someone that you've looked with, that I do see that the guys are telling me right now that it looks like it's going to be a little bit of a wait. They're telling me a little bit. I do feel that they're showing me that I see a very very positive, what I'm seeing with her is I'm seeing this person very lovely. I see her very positive, but I see there's going to be a little bit of a wait. They're telling me that part of it also is that your heart's in, and you're looking for a relationship, but you seem to be still not just with work, but also trying to figure out where you're ready to go. They said that the love isn't a problem with you, it's just which one, is what they're telling me.
Oh, okay.
Telling me that there's been, and it seems, I feel like the angels are saying what's really good with it is that they tell me a little bit of a wait, and I don't, what are you picking up, Angela? This is, sometimes we get different with male and female, so.
Yeah,
Angela,
no, I'm getting that exactly. There's somebody that you're interested in, and it's almost like you stop, you start. You get a couple opportunities with her, but you're really, what they show, at least what Spirit shows me, is that your feet are going to be really tied into this work. I mean, that's really where you're going to want to be putting your energy. Like right now, you've got a little bit of time to have this interest in this person, but I do see that delay for good reason because of this partnership you're about to step into.
When do you see this partnership starting?
They're already, you know, dangling things in front of you. It's a matter of when the deal feels right for you to sign. It's not going to be very far off. Soon.
We do thank you. We've got 2 minutes left. We need to tell everybody where to get a hold of us to keep it. We thanks very much for tuning in. 913, we can say hi to you. We're going to get there, hang in. We'll finish out with you. Let everybody know how to get a hold of you. Angela, where do they get a hold of you, and what's your website?
Right. I can be found on www.energyintuit. That's energyintuit.com. I can be found at energyintuit@gmail.com and also 302-345-0575. Thank you. Yeah.
No, thank you. And you guys tune in to get a hold of me, jethrosmith.net, jethrosmith.net. I do apologize to you, any of you who've recently got a hold of me. If it's an email, just send me the picture and do the 5 questions. I love you guys dearly, but an email is exactly an email reading. You send me a picture and I do 5 questions with you. If you want a phone reading or Skype, then that's a different a button on the site. We are doing a coffee special. Get a hold of me at 928-284-0437 if you want healthy coffee and Psyche Jethro. So that, with that said, and thank you guys with it, we're going to finish out for the last minute and 2 minutes. 913, you get to say hello. How are you?
Hola, hola. Hola. It's Sarah and Louise.
Yay,
Sarah,
you too.
Sarah said she wants her coffee.
No. Tell Sarah we love her, and she's supposed to get her coffee, and if I've got her down on here, and she's going to get her coffee from Kelly. Yeah, you are. She was the winner last night, and Kelly hasn't called you yet, right?
No.
Okay, then that's why Kelly will not be drinking coffee until she can sober up. No, it is all healthy. You guys know we love it. I've been drinking it for 2 years.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
Thank you. You're awesome.
Yes. I just wanted to ask you if you had any spirit messages for me.
Oh, Angela, what are we going to hear? We got more Angela. We're working to death. We love Angela. Angela's going to be here next Friday, you guys. Grab your phones.
Is this Sarah or Louise?
Louise.
Hi, Louise.
Sarah's in the back. She said she wants her man, but go ahead.
And tell me your question again really quickly, Louise.
If you have any spirit messages for me.
Right. I see you in a period of reflection. I mean, they're showing me you looking, holding up a hand mirror and really sort of checking yourself out in a good way. You know, you're going through something where you're doing a lot of self-awareness and taking a good hard look at yourself in a positive way. Spirit tells me that they're happy with what you're doing. It's showing you in a lot of light. So whatever it is that you're doing, keep doing it, woman.
Whoa.
Yes, looking for a job.
Oh, man.
Excellent.
And you guys tune in tomorrow. We will be able to see what's in that mirror. You guys will take a peek if she'll let us, and we'll all be back. Psyche's Gone Wild, Saturday night, 9 p.m., and we got a surprise again for you. Tune in. We love you.
Psyche's all right. There. Thanks.
What?